talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country, and At the Track with Lenny Baticki.
And I want to give a shout-out to one of those great affiliates from nearby here. That's WSMN. Two Bobs that run the show there. They carry just about all the PRN programming there is. Plus, they program talk radio and heavy metal. You got to love that combination. So thanks to the crew there at WSMN.
Bob and Bob. They also carry, of course, Garage Pass with yours truly. And it's brought to you by the great folks at Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Check it out at Progressive Insurance. So again, we have 93 laps to go in stage number two of the USA Today 301 here on the Magic Mile. Christopher Bell remains your leader by 2.4 seconds over the current runner-up, Josh Berry. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand and Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Welcome back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the running of the USA Today 301. Doug Rice and Mark Garrow in the booth. Out in the turns, Rob Albright, Pat Patterson on pit road. Today it is Alan Cavana, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. We have had two different leaders for 56 laps, and currently the race leader is Christopher Bell. Chase Elliott's led 41 circuits, one caution, and that was for stage one on lap 70.
Just a moment ago, Martin Truex Jr. battling with Josh Berry for the second spot finally said, I'm tired of this. He went inside of Berry going to three and drove it like a half mile in there and went flying up the racetrack, but he did a little bit of a slide job on Berry. And once he got in front of him, Doug, I thought this would happen. He is pulling away from Josh Berry, who's still running strong in third place. They have pulled away from just about everybody else. But I think right now we're about to find out how good Christopher Bell is in relationship to last year's winner, Martin Truex Jr.
Well, he's got his teammate from Joe Gibbs Racing back there behind him. Last lap, it was 2.4. Let's see here if Truex makes up any ground at all with just one lap since he made the pass around Josh Berry. Flashes across the start-finish line, picked up a 10th.
And so, again, we're working the second stage here at New Hampshire, pretty much caution-free from the jump here of this race. Let's go back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Mark, you guys were just talking about Martin Truex Jr. They made the car better on that stage one pit stop. The other thing, they're going to be able to make adjustments quicker now. James Small told Martin Truex Jr. the opening stage, the 70 laps they ran under green in stage one, is the longest run they'll have all day. Stage two, stage three, 115 laps each. They plan to split those stages so they will not have to run as long on fuel. They will not have to run as long on tires. And Truex is very happy with his car right now. On the opposite end, Ross Chastain, who drove up to third quickly at the drop of the green flag and then started backsliding, They actually felt they were in the ballpark at the end of stage one. Well, things have changed drastically for them as they've fallen out of the top 10. Chastain said his car was much tighter than it was to start the race, and his front tires are starting to chatter right now. He was also asking about what the other drivers around him were doing as it relates to shifting their cars. They're doing a lot of that throughout the corners here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Brett McMillan, how about your end?
Well, Austin Cindric spent a lot of extra time on the pit lane during that caution period because he had some damage to the toe on the left front. So they spent some time up under the wheel well trying to get that fixed. It was making the car super tight. They believe they got it fixed. Since the green came back out again, Austin said the car has handled it a lot better than it was before the caution came out. Daniel Suarez, meanwhile, since the green came out, says the problem is cropping back up that he had before during the first run, so the car is getting bouncy again.
All right, thanks a lot there, Brett McMillan. By the way, since Truex got around Josh Berry, took over second, he's cut a half second off the lead of Christopher Bell. Time now for our Ream leaderboard here as we have completed 101 laps. We're at the one-third post of today's race. Christopher Bell is the leader by 2 seconds over Martin Truex Jr. Josh Berry is third. Fourth is Joey Logano. Fifth, Denny Hamlin. Sixth, Ryan Blaney. Chase Elliott, seventh. Ty Gibbs, eighth. Ninth, Pat Bowman. Bubba Wallace is 10th.
Kyle Larson, 19th up to 11th. 12th is Ross Chastain. Tyler Reddick, 13th. 14th, William Byron. Todd Gilliland is 15th. 16th, Chris Buescher. Corey LaJoie is 17th. His Spire Motorsports teammate, Carson Hocevar, 18th. 19th is Justin Haley. Brad Keselowski in 20th.
Eric Jones is 21st. Jones has picked up 11 spots since the start of the race today. Nice charge. Ryan Preece is 22nd. 23rd, Stenhouse Jr. Noah Gregson, 24th. 25th to Michael McDowell. He got a penalty earlier on pit road. Chase Briscoe is 26th. 27th. Austin Cindric, Harrison Burton, 28th. Austin Dillon, 29th. John Hunter Nemechek rides in 30th. Dillon and Nemechek both a lap down.
Kyle Busch in 31st, minus one as well. Zane Smith, 32nd. Daniel Suarez, 33rd, with Daniel Hemric, 34th. Ty Dillon, 35th, minus two laps in 36th. Kaz Grala.
And that's our Ream leaderboard, the leaderboard presented to you by Ream. Visit Ream.com to find a contractor near you. Ream, provider of a new degree of comfort and the proud sponsor of Christopher Bell and the number 20 Toyota. They got to be especially proud right now because he leads by 1.8 seconds.
And has done a great job after winning the Xfinity Series race yesterday. On a last lap pass, Sheldon Creed nudges Cole Custer, trying to battle for the top spot coming out of turn four, staring at the white flag. And as those two were bumping and grinding, Christopher Bell snuck by on the inside, has now run four Xfinity Series races here on the Magic Mile, has gone to victory lane. Four times.
Pretty stout. Loves New England, apparently. Has won here, too, in the Cup race. Here comes your race leader in that Ream machine. That's Christopher Bell. Flashes across the granite stripe. Martin Truex Jr. behind him, 1.8 seconds. So, Pat, Rob, he's gaining, but not at the point right now that you can tell it by a visual test, Pat.
No, I think that he is definitely gaining. The two of them have been out here basically not having to deal with a whole kind of any lap traffic at all. The test is going to be, as you know, Rob Albright, the test is going to be when he starts putting laps or putting these cars down a lap, how much more can Truex advance and try to catch back up. But right now, Christopher Bell and Martin Truex just flying on your end.
And that's going to start happening momentarily. Daniel Hemric, Ty Dillon, among others, right in front of the race leader. Daniel Suarez is there as well. So if he has any problems whatsoever, you know Truex is going to capitalize.
Mark, just as I said, you can't visually tell that he's closing in. Now you can visually tell that Truex is closing in.
He chopped about 0.3 seconds off that last time by. So as they come down to the stripe, we're going to be completing lap 108, 77 to go here in stage number two at New Hampshire. Bell with teammate Martin Truex Jr. now trying to track him down.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
This summer, NASCAR is back at Nashville Super Speedway, June 28th through the 30th for the Ally 400 race weekend. Guitars and fast cars right here in Music City. From the campgrounds to the track, you don't want to miss the excitement. Get your tickets now to watch your favorite drivers take on the 1.33 miles of concrete chaos.
Chastain up high, and they stay glued together into one.
Visit NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com to lock in your spot for the Rackley Roofing 200, the Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Ally 400 now.
Hazy and overcast here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, but at least early on, the precipitation has held off, and we have ran 110 laps so far with only one yellow flag. That was for Stage 1. Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, invites you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This season, join NASCAR legends like Michael Waltrip and Kyle Petty at the Echo Park Speedway Motorsports tracks to enjoy a cup of coffee and check out some awesome cars. You could win a VIP ticket up and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. Martin Truex Jr., he's happy right now. He's closing in on Christopher Bell, 0.8 seconds back. From New Hampshire, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We now have 72 laps to go in stage number two of the USA Today 301 here on the Magic Mile in Loudoun, New Hampshire. Christopher Bell has increased his lead the last couple of laps from 0.8 to 1.4 over Martin Truex Jr. as they start to work their way through some traffic. Hot spot on the racetrack, Joey Logano sees Denny Hamlin creeping in on him in turn number three as Hamlin looks in his rearview mirror. Blaney trying to catch him.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight group here as they race in the middle of three and four. It looks like that Hamlin is about five car lengths off of Logano off of four.
Logano right now riding in fourth, and it's Hamlin. Then you go about eight more car lengths back to Ryan Blaney. He's nailed down the sixth spot.
And that trio's actually gaining just a bit on the third place car of Josh Berry. As Berry hustles off turn number two, Joey Logano about 15 car lengths back.
I'm watching the leader now go into turn three, Christopher Bell, and he has been able to get around some of the lap cars a little quicker than Martin Truex Jr. I think Truex has given up a little bit of ground.
Up ahead of Christopher Bell, Kyle Busch, in danger of going down a second lap. His FICO Chevrolet, Rob Albright, continuing to struggle.
And, you know, it just doesn't seem possible that Kyle Busch could be that bad at New Hampshire. He normally runs very well here, Pat. Yeah, but it sure is not showing up this afternoon. Bell dives up under him in turn number three. It's all that Busch can do to just kind of hold that thing together in the corner, and he'll go another lap down.
Kyle Busch has three wins here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Doesn't look like number four is in the offering. Mark, I've been watching here this battle with Bell and second place Truex. Truex got it down to about 0.6 seconds, but once they started cutting back through lap traffic, Bell has been able to double his advantage.
Bell, it seems, has a little bit more maneuverability in his Toyota, and that's allowed him to gain some ground. Right now, closing in on Harrison Burton. Burton running 28th, the last car currently on the lead lap. Doug, Kyle Busch, three wins here, but three last-place finishes the last four times out, and right now scored 31st minus two. Unbelievable to look at those numbers.
Not helping their cause today, and it looks like if they get to the playoffs, they're going to have to get a win somewhere along the line because They're going to be even further down below the cut line today. And Joey Logano is helping his cause because he's been in the top five throughout the day.
Again, coming into this race, Logano 6 points behind Bubba Wallace for the final spot at this point to get into the playoff on points. Kyle Busch was minus 31. It's going to be even more than that. And, Doug, when you start to get behind that spot by 40, 50 points, it becomes got to win to get in.
Looks like we'll be opening up the pit stop window here shortly. The first one to offer at it is Austin Cindric. He's had not a great day today. A little bit of damage on his car and went down a lap early on. But it looks like the big leaders, the big dogs on this racetrack are probably headed to pit lane here shortly.
Remember, Cindric did get the free pass back to the lead lap. It was hanging on to the lead lap before making this pit stop. We'll have to see how things go from there. Cindric is down and away in that Auto Trader Ford. And again, we're watching the leaders continue to circulate around this racetrack with now 65 laps to go in stage number two.
Pretty good battle going on here between Alex Bowman and Bubba Wallace as they are back there fighting for the ninth spot, Rob.
Just a couple of car lengths between them. The last time in turn number one, that's just less than half ago, Noah Gregson drove hard into John Hunter Nemechek's back bumper, took him up to the outside wall and let him go. It's obviously some bad blood there.
Yeah, watch it again, Bowman and Bubba Wallace over here in turns three and four. No big change there. It looks like Bowman with about a three-car length lead off four.
Got another taker on pit road. That's going to be Harrison Burton. So we've seen Cindric and Burton coming in. Should signal the flare here that we're about ready to get really busy.
Well, again, Burton went down a lap, and usually the crew chief 101 says, as soon as you get that lap down, get on pit road, get some fresh tires, and see what you can do to maybe gain back some of that track position, maybe get to the tail end of the lead lap. Meanwhile, leaders flash by the start-finish line. Here is Christopher Bell now trying to drive underneath Austin Dillon, put him down a second lap. He gets that done. So Dillon's car, along with the cars that just pitted, Cindric and Burton in line before we get to second place, Martin Truex Jr. in turn three.
Martin Truex Jr. out of turn three, back to the line here. As I feel like we're just sort of sitting on the powder keg, waiting for something to happen here as these guys get ready to pit. It's been a clean race so far. We have not had a single caution flag for cause. We've only had one yellow, and that was at lap 70 for the conclusion of stage one. And we've ran 123 laps, creeping up on halfway, which is important here today. Let's go to Brad Gilley.
Kyle Larson's been struggling just outside of the top 10 throughout most of the day. Currently running 11th. Cliff Daniels decides to bring him in. Slides his tires coming into the pit box. It'll be a four-tire stop. They'll top him off with Sunoco race fuel. Air pressure only. Brett McMillan.
Bubba Wallace is in. He said the car has been neutral as far as balance. Lateral through the center to give him a four-tire change and send it back out. Brad Gilley.
Martin Truex Jr. said he was smoking the tires trying to catch his teammate Christopher Bell. He says his car is tight in the center, loose on exit. James Small gives him an air pressure adjustment. Josh Berry also comes in, happy with his car right now. Chris Buescher comes in, almost gets into Joey Logano. He actually had to back up in his pit stall for overshooting it. Brett McMillan.
Ryan Blaney is in. He said the car was building tight. Gave an air pressure adjustment. 10.5 second stop. Chase Elliott said he still complained about a loose car. Gave an air pressure adjustment again with a four-tire change in Sunoco fuel. Brad Gilley.
Here's your race leader, Christopher Bell. Says he still needs a little more turn in the center, but the car is getting better for him. Routine four-tire change for Bell with Sunoco. Alan Cabana.
In my section, Ty Gibbs is in. He's been getting bumpy and worse as the run goes on. He's on and off pretty clean, as is Alex Bowman. Joey Logano was in. The longer the run goes, the better the 22 car gets. Still a little loose. They made a slight adjustment on the 22 car for Logano.
Eric Jones has had a fairly solid race today, but overshot his pits. He had to back up, and that cost him. It'll certainly mean some positions on the racetrack.
For the most part, it seems like all of the teams that were running up front, fairly clean pit stops here, no big gaps. We'll wait till they cycle around a couple of more laps and give you a full field rundown here as we're 126 laps into the USA Today 301.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Some cars have elected not to pit yet. That means Gilliland is your race leader. Brad Keselowski second, third is Stenhouse. Noah Gregson fourth, and Chase Briscoe rides fifth. Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com and get started today. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway with coverage of the USA Today 301, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We're back in New Hampshire Motor Speedway, 131 laps complete. Halfway is 152. That will make this race official should we get some bad weather later on. We also at this point have 54 laps to go in stage number two of the USA Today 301. Some drivers on a different pit strategy. Our leader right now, as we give you this leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, is Todd Gilliland, followed by Brad Keselowski. Those two have not pitted. Christopher Bell has. And now we see Brad Keselowski is going to pit, so he gives up that second spot. So Gilliland the leader, Christopher Bell second, third is Truex. Keselowski still being scored in fourth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. fifth. Noah Gregson in sixth. Seventh is Chase Briscoe. Denny Hamlin eighth. Ninth is going to be Joey Logano, and 10th, Michael McDowell.
Josh Berry, who's had a pretty good day, rides 11th. Blaney is 12th, 13th to Elliott. Ty Gibbs is 14th. 15th to Larson. Bowman rides 16th, 17th, Bubba Wallace. Tyler Reddick, 18th. 19th is Chastain. William Byron, 20th.
21st is Chris Buescher. Corey LaJoie, 22nd. Carson Hocevar, 23rd. 24th, Justin Haley with Eric Jones, 25th. Those are the first two cars minus one lap. Ryan Preece is 26th. 27th is Austin Cindric. Jeb Burton, 28th. 29th, Austin Dillon. Kaz Grala in 30th.
31st, Kyle Busch. He was two laps, now minus one. Daniel Suarez, 32nd. Daniel Hemric, 30th. 34th, Ty Dillon. Nemechek, 35th. 36th to Zane Smith. And that is your full field leaderboard rundown.
Watching the action on the racetrack right now, guys. You got the 19 working hard against the 20. I know it's not for the lead at the moment, but that is a great battle between teammates. Martin Truex Jr. has gotten right to the bumper of the number 20 of Christopher Bell.
As they exit turn four right now, Bell's going to hang on to this spot. Now, they are only running second and third, but as soon as Todd Gilliland pits, Rob Albright, this will become the de facto race for the lead.
Two laps ago, Christopher Bell in turn number one locked up his brakes. That enabled Martin Truex Jr. to erase the deficit. Now just a couple of car lengths. Yeah, good work there on the pit lane for those guys. Only two car separation right now. It's Truex
trying to close in on Christopher Bell as they work midway through three and four. Truex now takes a look to the outside of Bell.
He gets a bit of a better run on the outside at the exit of turn four, but they line up nose to tail as they cross the granite stripe and head back to one.
Todd Gilliland still scored as the race leader. He's about half straightaway behind, or rather ahead of these guys, but he'll have to pit shortly. Here comes Truex to the outside of Bell, and they'll race side by side down the backstretch.
Door to door, teammates now out of the Gibbs stable to the outside. Truex trying to advance, and he's going to get in front at least midway into the corner to the bottom of the racetrack. Christopher Bell will battle, but that 19 is going to take that spot away.
Truex now becomes the second place driver. Bell drops back to third. They will inherit the top two spots when Gilliland eventually has to come onto pit road. He's been out there a pretty good run right now. He last pitted on lap 73. Everybody else was around lap 124, 125.
Well, Doug, at this point, we're getting out to the completion of lap 138. That is only 14 laps away from halfway. I got a feeling that Gilliland's team is going to take it past that in hopes of somehow some bad weather moving in here. There is again reports of weather in the area, but we remain dry.
Lap 138 right now, as Mark told you a moment ago. Lap 152 is the D-mark for halfway in this event. It's either halfway or the end of the second stage. Halfway is the part that comes first today.
It does, because the second stage will not end for 47 more laps, as we've got, of course, 13, 14 laps to go before that halfway mark. And again, Martin Truex Jr. a year ago demolished the field from the outside pole position, led 254 laps in this event. Again, Doug, he is beginning to flex his muscles here at the Magic Mile.
Not the race leader, but will inherit the lead when Todd Gilliland eventually has to make a visit to pit road. We've been told these teams can go close to 100 laps today before they have to make a pit stop. I think it's a smart strategy for Gilliland. Maybe they stay out. We get a little weather, a pop-up shower. Who knows? You may inherit the day. Let's go down to Alan Cabana.
I went and checked with the 11 crew, see what they did on their pit stop. The team says they made no adjustments, and it looks like that was a good call, having that patience, because since they've been out after that pit stop, they've been running top five speeds on the track. Other spotters are talking about the 11 car as one of the faster cars on the track, and Denny Hamlin was able to get by Joey Logano, something he was not able to do on the previous run.
So for Denny Hamlin, he's currently riding fourth, but is only, Doug, about 3 seconds behind Martin Truex Jr., actually kind of inching in there on him. Meanwhile, Gilliland continues to go around this racetrack 6 seconds ahead of them on
all time. Trouble on turn number two. We've got a car spinning. It would appear to be the machine of Daniel Hemric. He does not hit the outside wall. Nobody collects him, but it does bring out a caution.
So for a lot of these teams, that's just what they needed. They needed an opportunity to gain some cheap real estate, and this spin by Hemric on the backstretch will allow just that, just our second yellow flag of the day.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness, but money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Today's Xfinity fastest lap goes to Chase Elliott. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and a connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because it's only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, working our second yellow of the day, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Under our first caution for cause on today's race here in New Hampshire, but pit stop's going on. Ryan Blaney comes in, gets a two-tire change, said the car was just a little bit loose. He heads back out as we head near the halfway point. Alec Gavanna.
Most notably in my section, who chose not to pit? From the top five, both Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano chose not to pit right now. I'm also looking at the car of Alex Bowman, who came in before the pit cycle started with engine issues, and he says it will no longer crank after it's been smoking here for a few laps, Brad Gilley.
Two tire calls on my end of pit road. Both Martin Truex Jr. and Christopher Bell came in. Two tires also for Kyle Larson and Ross Chastain.
Off the pit lane, Martin Truex Jr. will lead them. Then it's Christopher Bell, followed by Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Todd Gilliland, and Kyle Larson.
Colorectal cancer patients hear a million things when they are diagnosed.
At least it's a good cancer.
You're strong.
You got this,
just
girl.
Stay positive.
You don't look sick.
My dad had cancer.
You know, I saw a juice kind of set.
So everything will be fine.
Don't beat this. You're tough.
What are you going to do now?
And then there's what they really need to hear.
The Colorectal Cancer Alliance are survivors and caregivers who have lived what you are going through.
Did you know that the Alliance has access to clinical trials, screening navigation, and treatment options?
The BUDDY program helped me understand things in a way my doctors couldn't.
We are the largest nonprofit dedicated to ending colon and rectal cancers.
The Alliance is a guide along your path with cancer.
There is real hope.
Everyone over 45 needs to get screened. Everyone.
Learn about preventive screening and find support at colorectalcancer.org. Go to the Alliance. Go to colorectalcancer.org.
During this caution, Carson Hocevar got caught for pitting out of the box. He'll go to the tail end of the longest line, and they are pushing, it looks like now, Alex Bowman's number 48 Ally Chevrolet back into the garage. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Rock is about to give the field the one-to-go signal after our second caution flag. Time now for a full field rundown brought to you by RaceDayNFT.com. Are you a true racing fan? Do you like adding those little die-cast cars and race weekend hats to your collection? Then race on over to RaceDayNFT.com and sign up for free to get the best in collectibles delivered right to your door. Denny Hamlin did not pit. Neither did Joey Logano or Corey LaJoie. They will line up first, second, and third. Martin Truex Jr. fourth. Christopher Bell fifth. Chase Elliott at number six. Seventh is Ryan Blaney. Eighth, Todd Gilliland. Kyle Larson ninth. And tenth, Ty Gibbs.
Bubba Wallace 11th. 12th, Chastain. Reddick is 13th. 14th, Buescher. Hosovar rides 15th. 16th, to William Byron. Josh Berry 17th. Briscoe is 18th. Stenhouse Jr. 19th. And 20th is McDowell.
Noah Gregson 21st. 22nd, Justin Haley. Eric Jones 23rd. Brad Keselowski 24th. 25th, Ryan Preece. Austin Cindric 26th. Harrison Burton 27th. The last car on the lead lap. Minus one in 28th, Kaz Grala. Austin Dillon 29th. Kyle Busch now minus one in 30th.
31st, Ty Dillon. Then it's Hunter Nemechek. John Hunter Nemechek 33rd. Zane Smith. Daniel Suarez 34th. Hemric 35th. Alex Bowman off of the racetrack. He will be scored 36th.
So Jesse Dalavut, the pace car driver, takes the 2025 Toyota Camry XSE to pit road. They're in the Geico restart zone, and Denny Hamlin takes the green flag and will lead Joey Logano to turn one.
Hamlin picked the outside. He gets bumped from behind by Corey LaJoie. That means the inside lane now rolls. Joey Logano gets dead even with Denny Hamlin, and they'll fight for the lead. They'll stay door to door, side by side, midway down the backstretch now. Logano on the inside, Hamlin to the outside. LaJoie looks on from the outside now. It'll be Hamlin going way up the racetrack, looking to get a run off the top of the hill.
Truex was sluggish on the restart, cost him a couple of spots. He dropped behind Christopher Bell back into one. It's Denny Hamlin, Logano, and Corey LaJoie.
Corey LaJoie hanging tough on the outside of the racetrack, extremely high. That opens the inside lane. Here comes the car of Christopher Bell. He'll run alongside LaJoie and take that third spot. Side-by-side battle there, Christopher Bell and Corey LaJoie. That's for battle for third spot right behind them. MTJ runs. Here's Bell, bottom of the racetrack. LaJoie will slide up, and MTJ will go right in the middle. Three wide out four.
Bell on the bottom. Truex in the middle. LaJoie on the top side. They nearly touch as they cross the line. It's still door-to-door, three wide in turn one.
Well, this may be Martin Truex Jr.'s last race on the Magic Mile. He's really running hard. He takes Corey LaJoie out to the outside wall. Will wrestle a position away. Give Bell third. Corey LaJoie will be the big loser in that matchup right there. He'll slide back another spot. Chase Elliott jumps up. The battle again for third, side-by-side. Teammates Martin Truex Jr. and Christopher Bell.
Staying out has benefited Denny Hamlin and Logano. They run one and two. The battle is for third. It's Christopher Bell trying to creep up on the inside of Truex Jr.
And Corey LaJoie continues to fight hard on the outside. He'll now open the middle lane for Chase Elliott. It'll be three wide off turn number two as Todd Gilliland was in that mix. Yeah, Gilliland gets a little bit loose there, and he has to slide back. That slows down the advance of the five car of Kyle Larson. Meanwhile, up front for the third position, side by side, teammates battle all four.
Denny Hamlin across the granite stripe, 152 laps complete. We're at past the halfway mark of this race. It's now official, and Truex has now taken over third.
Truex and Bell with fresher tires, but they'll negate that advantage racing side by side. Now they single file out, and Denny Hamlin is gone, Pat. Meanwhile, back there in that fourth spot, that's where you find Ryan Blaney. The fifth spot, working hard now against Corey LaJoie, who's trying to stay relevant up there in the top five. Todd Gilliland right back there, and it's Kyle Larson advancing on the bottom.
Tracy Rice, one of our longtime engineers, always says, get halfway, print your boarding passes. We're not racing in New England tomorrow, Rob.
No, and I just said that during that last caution, so I'm going home tomorrow. I'm excited about it.
Oh, problems right in front of you, Rob.
Yeah, and it's Kyle Busch. He's involved. So is Noah Gregson. Noah gets his car righted and will get it fired and take off. Kyle will refire his now. I'm not sure how much damage was involved there. The two of them both looped simultaneously. Kyle's got some damage to the left rear corner of his automobile, and a bad day just got a whole lot worse for him.
Caution flag number three is out for the USA Today 301.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Third yellow of the day, two-car incident, Kyle Busch and Noah Gregson. We have made it to lap 155. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, we have some of the cars minus laps making some pit stops. Most of the leaders did not. And Denny Hamlin, again, continues to run in the top spot as we close in on the end of stage number two of the USA Today 301 here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Time now to go back down to our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brad Gillick.
For the two cars involved in the wreck, Kyle Busch came in immediately to get service on his race car. The left rear caved in, had to get some bear bond on the left rear deck lid of that car. He said the wheels are straight, but the car is no good right now. Noah Gregson came in, waited for pit road to open, but he said his car is plowing, zero grip, cannot hang on to it on restarts. Now, on the other side of the field, for Martin Truex Jr., currently running third, he's not happy at all with his race car. He told James Small, the front tires aren't doing anything right now. Says the car feels bad, like it did in the short practice they had yesterday. Really hard to manage right now for Martin Truex Jr. Alan Cavana.
Once again, Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano bypass pit road, waiting again once again to pit. That's all part of the strategy. I talked to Chris Gabehart after they made that first call not to come down pit road. And he said, look, we don't think the tires are wearing that much. We want the track position. We're going to take it when we get it. And we saw how well it worked last time off that restart. Denny Hamlin got a big lead.
So Denny Hamlin last pitted on lap 124, as did Joey Logano. Martin Truex Jr. in third pitted on lap 144, as did most of the other cars on the lead lap. So his tires 20 better than current leader Denny Hamlin. And Doug, at this point, we've reached the halfway mark. The race is official. Again, we've had different views of the radar. There is some bad weather around us. If it should hit us, Denny Hamlin, Logano making the play to maybe win stage two and maybe win the race if that weather comes in.
I think we're going to be good at least for the next 45 minutes or so. The air is not moving here, so it looks really stale. I think we'll be stuck in this weather pattern for a little while longer, which is not a bad thing, because coming to the racetrack this morning, ran into drizzle. It rained on and off yesterday, but so far, so good, and we know that we've got an official race in the books, and that's always a comfort zone when the weather like this is iffy.
We also have the vortex working, and Darrell Waltrip used to say, if you can just keep the vortex, the car is going round and round, that'll keep the weather out. I don't think that's scientific.
I don't think
that's scientific, but it might have worked a time or two.
Yeah, it worked for Darrell for 20 years on the air, by the way. Denny Hamlin is our race leader. Logano is second. Third is Truex. Fourth is Bell. Blaney rides fifth. Todd Gilliland sixth. Seventh to Corey LaJoie. Elliott is eighth. Ninth is Larson. Josh Berry is 10th.
11th is Bubba Wallace. Ross Chastain 12th. 13th, Ty Gibbs. Michael McDowell 14th. 15th, Chris Buescher. Justin Haley 16th. 17th, Chase Briscoe. Eric Jones 18th. 18th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 19th, 20th, William Byron.
Reddick rides 21st, Josevar 22nd, 23rd is Cindric. Noah Gregson 24th, Ryan Preece 25th, Harrison Burton 26th, 27th is Brad Keselowski. Austin Dillon is 28th and the last car on the lead lap. Kaz Grala is minus a lap in 29th. Ty Dillon down one in 30th.
So here we go. Now we're about to restart this race with 26 laps to go here in stage number two. The pace car, the 2025 Toyota Camry XSE, heads to pit lane. Denny Hamlin leads Joey Logano into the Geico restart zone. Joey Aycock throws the green flag, and we're back underway here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway with Logano locked side-by-side with Hamlin in turn number one.
For a second successive restart, Joey Logano able to maintain pace with Hamlin. That opens the middle lane. Here comes Martin Truex Jr. as Hamlin now will wrestle Logano for the top position.
Side-by-side, Ford versus Toyota. Another Toyota in hot pursuit as they work into the corner. Logano has that position, but here comes Truex. Almost gets into his teammate as they race off.
Truex made it three wide on the exit of four. Thinks better of it. Now pulls alongside Logano. Denny Hamlin still the leader.
I guess the rest of the field must be glad that Martin Truex Jr. has a bad race car, because that bad race car is taking second spot away from Joey Logano and will now set his sights on teammate Hamlin.
Hamlin up front now by a car length and a half as they work down the backstretch here at New Hampshire to the bottom of the racetrack, and that's where Truex will go. He'll try to make a move now as Hamlin gets really wide up off the corner.
Three of the four Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas now in the top four. Bell in that fourth spot now in danger of losing it. Ryan Blaney powers to his outside.
And remember, Bell and Truex both have fresher tires than the guys they're racing against. Bell really struggling as Blaney will take the fourth position, or they'll run side by side.
It's all about Truex now trying to hold on to the clean air king up front, which is Denny Hamlin. Two car lengths separate first and second. Truex likes the middle of the racetrack. It's Hamlin to the outside.
Getting busy back here for third. Joey Logano has it. Ryan Blaney wants to take it away, and Christopher Bell lurking right there close in the fifth spot.
The front two beginning to pull away ever so slightly. Hamlin's advantage over Truex. About three car lengths. Ryan Blaney way high in turns one and two, and he'll lose a position to Christopher Bell as a result.
He'll fall back in line behind Bell, and that's the way they'll run. He'll run in the fifth spot into the corner. Here's Hamlin once again letting that diamond work in the middle of the corner, trying to get a good run off the top. He's got about a seven-car lead on second.
22 laps to go in stage number two. Looking a little farther back, Josh Berry all over Chase Elliott. That's a battle for the seventh spot.
Josh Berry ran top five much of the first stage of this race, struggling now, mired in traffic right on the back bumper of Elliott as they rush off turn number two with Chastain right on the back bumper of Berry.
Corey LaJoie right behind Chastain. Then you've got Chris Buescher trying to work his way into the picture now as he works his way into turn at number three. Off the corner, though, Hamlin still leads.
Denny Hamlin still leads. Keeping my eye on back here in this race for 12th. They are knotted up. You feel like something's going to break loose there. It's Chastain, Chris Buescher, Corey LaJoie all in that mix.
And now Buescher will go to the inside of LaJoie with Justin Haley in tow. To the outside of Haley is the car of Bubba Wallace, now working to his inside is Tyler Reddick, and Ty Gibbs is there as well.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of cars fighting really hard in a close proximity for position. Meanwhile, up front, the battle for third rages on as Christopher Bell tries to close in on Logano again.
20 laps to go in stage number two, and it looks like, Rob, Hamlin's gap over Truex kind of steady.
And in fact, Mark, I was just going to say it's actually growing a little bit. Truex is about 10 car lengths back, but he's also 10 ahead of the third place car of Logano.
Got a little bit further behind there once again, watching Blaney trying his best to figure out a way to get around Christopher Bell. Can't get anything done. Give it to Todd Gilliland car, doing a nice job of hanging on to this front bunch here off of four.
At a battle here for the fifth spot, that is Blaney working all over Christopher Bell. And what, tell you what, Todd Gilliland's hanging in there. He's riding a close six.
He sure is. Stayed out on the racetrack. That allowed him to regain a position or gain a number of positions once they came back out. But he's hanging in there very well down the backstretch.
Watching this battle also, Chase Elliott going off against Josh Berry. Those two cars now working down the backstretch, trying to stay in this top 10 and stay relevant. Barry trying to get up underneath the number 9 car, Chase Elliott. They almost get side by side on 4.
Elliott currently running in the 8th spot. Barry is 9th. A little farther back, Chastain trying to hold off Chris Buescher, Justin Haley.
Been a bit of a struggle all afternoon long for Ross Chastain. Raced up to 3rd from his 8th starting position early, but he's really struggled after that. In jeopardy of losing that position to Buescher down the backstretch. Yeah, Buescher in that blue and black car we're familiar with. He'll race hard here into the corner. Try to get position on Ross Chastain. Can't quite get anything done. The groove has really widened out down here in 3 and 4.
Watching this battle back here with Josh Berry and Chase Elliott. Those two have raced close to each other for about the last dozen laps. Elliott in 8th, Barry holds on to 9th.
Well, they're by themselves because they're 10 car lengths ahead of the car of Kyle Larson. 10 car lengths back is Ross Chastain. Yeah, Barry not able to do much with Chase Elliott now. Top 5, 6, 7 cars all separated by about 4 to 5 car lengths.
So Denny Hamlin will lead them back across the granite stripe. There's 16 laps to go here in stage number 2. The rest of our top 5, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today's race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway is sponsored by USA Today, the nation's news. Continue to fuel your fandom after the race by subscribing to USA Today. With unbeatable recaps, analysis, and predictions, USA Today helps you follow your favorite athletes with content and journalism that takes you there. Visit usatoday.com for sports news that puts you in the winner's circle.
After a couple of rough weeks at the racetrack, Denny Hamlin back in the saddle again, leading by a half second over Martin Truex Jr. Logano, Bell, Blaney round out the top 5. From New Hampshire, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
These teams racing with a lot of urgency here. There is weather in the area, and it's reportedly kind of rough. So they know if it gets here and it dumps on us, we're most likely frozen in time and done for the day, Mark. So you better get what you can while you can.
And Martin Truex Jr. indeed is trying to do just that. He's chasing down Denny Hamlin. They're midway between 3 and 4 when they get down to the line. 10 laps to go here in stage number 2. Hamlin trying to hold off his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate as they head back to turn number 1.
Martin Truex Jr. has definitely picked up the pace over those last several laps. He's narrowed the gap from 10 car lengths down to about 4. That time he slid up just a little bit high and loses a bit of ground off turn 2. Watching the lead now down the backstretch once again. Hamlin out in front, but call it about 6 car lengths Truex can get into the corner a little bit better than Hamlin. Hamlin, though, is getting a good roll through the middle of the corner. He gets back to the gas pretty quick.
Looks like Truex may have picked up a tenth this time. They come back to the line. Hamlin, then Truex. It was 3/10. Actually, he lost a tenth there. Back to 4/10, but still a nice battle for the lead.
This pair has visibly distanced themselves from the third-place car of Joey Logano. He's now about 15 to 18 car lengths back to second-place Truex. Yeah, Truex again, same distance, about 6-7 car lengths back as they race into turn 3. Bottom of the racetrack for just a moment. They both let the cars drift way up high in turns 3 and 4 as they work all 4.
A good fourth corner for Martin Truex Jr. as they come down to the stripe. 8 laps now left in stage number 2. The gap, 4/10 of a second.
I think we're learning, however, that Denny Hamlin proving you can go very, very well for a number of laps without fresh tires, as Truex has got 4, Hamlin's got none, and Hamlin still hanging on to the top spot. Hamlin is one of the best at working these flat corners like this. Always been good at this racetrack. Continues to be good right now. Call it 4 or 5 car lengths as they separate all 4.
Looks about equidistant to last time they came back to the line. Hamlin, then Truex across the granite stripe. 7 laps to go here in this stage. Still 4/10 of a difference.
Clean air still big for Denny Hamlin, maintaining that advantage. About half a dozen car lengths this time in the middle of 1 and 2. Truex looking for a different line in this end. So far hasn't found anything. Martin Truex Jr. trying to close the gap once again. Down the back stretch they go. Hamlin in that bright purple car today lets it slide up midway through the race, through turns 3 and 4. Truex holds serve.
Hamlin in the Yahoo Toyota trying to hold on for 6 more laps to claim this stage here at New Hampshire. Again, across the stripe, back to the banking.
Truex has anything left, better turn up the wick and do it quickly. The gap remains stable this time in 1 and 2 as they both run about a lane and a half off the bottom. Truex gets a little bit better exit off of 2 that time, so he closes the distance down just ever so slightly. He's got to get it into the corner here pretty quick. He'll close it down to about 4 car lengths, call it 3 car lengths off of turn 4.
Coming back down to the line here again, Denny Hamlin. Did Truex make up any ground that last time? It was 5/10. He cut a 10th off, so this is important. This is for a playoff point.
These two will settle it because it's 25 car lengths back to the third-place machine of Joey Logano. 5 more back to Bell, 2 more back to Blaney. Watching the battle down the backstretch once again here at the Magic Mile. Hamlin out in front by about 4 car lengths, call it 5 car lengths. Both of those cars drift all the way up, just one lane off of the wall.
Everyone's focus on the lead, too. There's no lap traffic up ahead, nothing but clear racetrack, and now just 4 laps to go in stage number 2.
And the car's on the tail end of the lap that these guys are on, a full straightaway ahead of them. It is Hamlin once again, 5 car lengths ahead of Martin Truex Jr. as they charge down the backstretch. Yeah, no side-by-side battles to speak of anywhere around the racetrack right now. Watching Truex try to close down on Hamlin, middle of the corner. Once again, no real change in the distance between first and second.
Two guys that know their way around New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Truex has a win here. Denny has hoisted the lobster on 3 occasions. He leads back to 1.
Still up for grabs. The winner this afternoon very much in doubt. Hamlin uses a lane lower this time to try to extend his advantage over Truex. I'm a little surprised Truex has just basically stayed in the tire track of Hamlin down on my end of the racetrack. Really hasn't looked for a different line, and he'll stay right in the tire tracks once again as first and second hold about the same difference between them.
As Truex pushes Hamlin, those two are pulling away from third place Joey Logano. 2 laps now left in stage number 2.
Logano, no pressure from behind in the persons of either Bell or Blaney. This time in turn number 2, completely different line for Martin Truex Jr. all the way to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make up some ground.
I think that's what he's going to try down here on this end too, Rob. We'll see if he can ride the bottom and see if he can pick up some distance. That's exactly what he's doing, trying to go to the very bottom of the racetrack, trying to look for some grip and maybe close that distance.
Going to be a tall order here to catch Denny Hamlin with a single lap left to go in stage 1 across the stripe. Hamlin by about 8 car lengths over Martin Truex Jr. in the battle for stage 2.
Despite Truex's best efforts, the gap remains stable. It begins to stretch out a little bit, and Pat, I think that Martin Truex Jr. has given it up.
Denny Hamlin looks really good here. He's been able to manage that distance between his teammates in equal equipment or better, and here they are in the middle of 3 and 4 once again. Hamlin hard back to the gas off turn 4.
Denny Hamlin will lead them across the granite stripe to end stage number 2, his third stage victory in 2024. Martin Truex Jr. is going to finish second in the stage. Joey Logano third, Christopher Bell in fourth. Then in the fifth spot, it's going to be Ryan Blaney. Todd Gilliland at number six. Seventh, Kyle Larson. Josh Berry eighth. Also rounding out the top 10 here in stage number two, Chase Elliott and Ross Chastain.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Stage two is in the books. It belongs to Denny Hamlin. From New Hampshire Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We're back at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, where Denny Hamlin has won the second stage in the USA Today 301. The green light now flashes. Pit road is open. Let's see how many takers we have. Hamlin will lead just about the entire field onto the pit lane. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And remember, Denny Hamlin hasn't been in for a while, but the word on the radio was mission accomplished.